Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece called Where Your Business Data Actually Lives and Why Your AI Can't Find It Yet by Brett Allegre Wood.
And for anyone who's been wondering why their AI tools haven't quite delivered yet, this one is worth your time.
It starts with a really honest observation. Most businesses already run on data. The problem is that data is scattered everywhere, and your AI has no way to reach most of it.
Brett has this analogy that I think will land for a lot of listeners. He says bringing AI into a business is like hiring someone brilliant on their first morning, sharp, fast, willing to help. But they've been given no files, no logins, and no idea where anything is kept.
That's the gap nobody warns you about. The AI can reason, it can write, it can spot patterns, but it can only work with what you actually put in front of it.
So where is all this data hiding?
Everywhere, basically. Brett walks through it. Inboxes, supplier lead times buried in a reply from March, pricing agreed in an email thread, the real reason a customer churned sitting in someone's sent folder.
And spreadsheets. There's this detail I loved. The workbook with 11 tabs that only Sharon understands and nobody dares touch.
Every business has a Sharon.
Every single one. Then the apps. CRM, accounting software, booking system, project board. Each holds a piece of the picture. None talk to each other.
Then PDFs and scans. Contracts, compliance certificates. The form filed as a photo someone took on their phone. They look like information to you and me. To the AI, they're locked boxes.
That's a good way to put it.
And the big one. People's heads. Brett talks about his own businesses. At Dara Tires, a fair chunk of how things were done lived in the team's heads and a couple of spreadsheets. At EasyTrack, years of emails, tenancy records, and notes spread across systems.
Which is just how a real business grows. You add a tool when you need one, and the data piles up wherever it lands.
The article doesn't judge it. It just explains why it stops your AI from working.
Walk me through that. Why does scattered data cause the AI to fail?
Three walls. First is format. A number in a spreadsheet cell is readable. The same number written inside a screenshot is not. Not reliably. A signed PDF looks like information to you and like a locked box to a machine.
Second?
Access. Data in an app the AI hasn't been connected to may as well not exist. It can't guess your CRM password or wander into your account software uninvited.
And the third?
Trust. If the same customer appears three times with three different spellings, or your stock figures are a week out of date, the AI confidently gives you a wrong answer.
Which is worse than no answer at all.
Exactly. Brett makes the point that this is why businesses try AI, get a disappointing result, and decide it doesn't work for them. Usually the AI was fine. It just had nothing solid to stand on.
So what's the fix? Is this a massive project?
He's clear it doesn't have to be. People get it backwards. They go looking for the cleverest AI tool. The smarter first move is mapping where your data actually lives.
How do you do that practically?
There's a version you would do this week. List the questions you most want AI to help you answer. Which customers are due a follow-up? What's the real margin on this job? What did we promise this supplier? For each question, write down where that answer currently lives.
You'll see very quickly what the AI actually needs
and what it doesn't. You're not trying to organize the entire history of the business. You're getting three or four important sources reliable enough that the AI can act on them. Not perfect, just trustworthy.
Once you've done that, the AI can actually augment the people doing the work rather than producing tidy-looking answers nobody can rely on.
And Brett's advice on starting narrow is worth holding on to. Pick one area. Follow-ups leaking from your pipeline, quotes taking too long, stock you can't see clearly. Map the data that area touches. Get it working, then widen from there.
Because when it works on one job, people stop being skeptical and start asking what else it could do. That's a much better position than pushing a grand plan from the top.
Right. So what's the one thing you take away for this week?
Write down three questions you most want AI to help you answer. And for each one, just note where that answer currently lives. 10 minutes. You'll see more than any demo will show you.
Mine is simpler. Count how many places your business data actually lives right now. Most people underestimate it. And once you see the number, the mapping work feels a lot more real. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you're not sure where your own data is hiding, or which bits the AI would actually need, Brett runs a free AI audit through Anabu. They'll map it with you. No jargon and no obligation. Book it at anabu.ai. See you next time.